Spoiler alert, bitches.
Ice Bear would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
The
show is about this boy, Steven, who is a half human, half gem. Now, a gem in this show is they're an alien race, a powerful alien race, and their goal in the past was to go around conquering the world and doing all types of things with them. Until they got to Earth, and a group of gems, rebels known as the Crystal Gems, rose up to oppose the conquering of the Earth. They were able to send all the homeworld gems off of the planet, but in the process, the leader of the Crystal Gems, Rose Quartz, saw the damage and toll that it took on the Earth. Some irreparable damages that would take a millennia to repair. The Crystal Gems originally were created of Rose Quartz, their leader, Pearl, Garnet, a fusion, and Amethyst. Rose Quartz meets this human, Greg Universe, who is a aspiring musician at the time she meets him, and she falls in love with him. This human mates with this alien, and Steven is created. Now, here's the catch. In order for Steven to be born, Rose has to give up her physical form. She has to die. The Crystal Gems now, when the series started, consisted of Garnet, Amethyst, Pearl, and Steven. Steven lives with the Crystal Gems, and every now and again, his dad will come by to help him out with the human thing. He's lived with the Crystal Gems to understand how to make his gem work, how to find out how all of his powers can be activated with the help of these Crystal Gems.
You are to leave the cluster to grow. It will tear apart the Earth, and I will take immense satisfaction in erasing that hideous rock off of our star maps. Is that clear?
I won't do it! I can tell you with certainty that there are things on this planet we're protecting!
What do you know about the Earth?
Apparently more than you! You clown!
Here. If every pork chop were perfect,
we wouldn't have hot dogs!
When two gems combine, they create something greater than the sum of their parts. That's why I'm so great.
Yeah! Let's make it up! Bigger, better, better! That's right! I am a cow!
If you care about the sun and earth, have made me sad.
I'm Leffa Flabbery, and you can't keep me trapped here anymore!
No more questions. Don't ever question
me. What's happening to me? I'm supposed to be a crystal gem. I never asked for it to be this way. I never asked to be made.
Everything I ever did, I did for her. Now she's gone. But I'm still here.
I am not! Yes, you are! No! Why won't you just let me do this for you, Rose?
Steven. We can't both exist. I'm going to become half of you. And I need you to know that every moment you love being yourself, that's me loving you and loving being you. Because you're going to be something extraordinary. You're going to be a human being. Take care of me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's good you believe in everyone, Steven. Like your mother, you seem to have a little more patience than the rest of us.
I just want to go home.
I'm done being everyone's prisoner. I am an eternal flame, baby.
I'm gonna disappear without ever making a single friend.
But I guess this suit's all out of birthday magic.
This bad place is where bad gems came to grow more bad gems? Is that what you're talking about?
So this is what Homeworld thinks of fusion. We couldn't have known they would do this. This is where they've been. All the ones we couldn't find. They've been here the whole time. Rose couldn't have known. This was punishment for the rebellion. It's not our fault.
I can't wait to tear you gems apart.
Oh, this kid's killing me.
They said it'll be easy, they said.
That's your butt!
Like aliens, Steven. Aliens who invaded Earth. All they do is try to make up for it. But they just can't forgive themselves. Do you understand? Look, they were doing something awful to the planet, and your mother couldn't stand it anymore. She told me that's why she had to turn on her own kind. She gave up everything just to stop what they started here. And driving the invading gems off.
found out that the gems are alien rebels, and yet there are other gems out in space that want us dead because they think we're traitors. And they tried to take me hostage because they think I'm my mom.
This is a human! He isn't like us! He's fragile and soft!
Hey, it's not like a six-pack is gonna save you from that fight.
What do you know? You've never even met him!
Well, what about me, huh? I need someone who was always there for me until she started hanging out with Yates!
It doesn't stay for her.
I get it. It's hard to deal with stuff from the past. You want to put it off because there's tons of it, and it's really heavy, and it means a lot to you. So it's hard to let anything go. But you gotta!
She saw me. She saw me!
Oh, there's Steven. Just flying around.
No, Amethyst, come back!
Wait, can Steven fly? Yeah, I think I remember that. No, I'm thinking of Lapis! Hey, Steven! How did you learn how to fly?
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. I'm starting to sound like the damn intro itself. I don't even need it no more. That sounded so lovely, too.
There we go.
Anywho,
Oh, God.
This is the first, not really the first, but this is like an intro to the long awaited. What the fuck are you doing?
I seen it on a cartoon. I could not stop watching it. I don't know where it was on. Some stupid cartoon, one of these new ones. And the character just kept doing it. He kept doing this. And I'm sitting there with Barry watching it. And I couldn't
stop. What time did it come on?
I don't know. About 2, 3-ish.
What channel?
I have no idea. Cartoon Network. And
thought it was Clarence.
And the clip, it kept doing this. And I'm like, what? I couldn't stop looking
at that. Anywho, as you can hear, it's only going to be 2 people on this episode. Me and that nigga over there.
What's up, people? Oh, we're going to the house.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We're in the house, yeah.
I'm about to say, what? It was firing off in succession right there.
Yeah.
Anywho, this is going to be an intro to the Steven Universe saga episodes that we're going to be doing, that I'm going to actually be doing. Anybody else want to jump on, that's cool. I have Orlando on here, basically as someone who didn't want to watch it because of his perceptions of the new cartoons today.
Absolutely.
Heard good things about it, saw good things about it, and decided he'd check it out. And as a way to kind of help him understand before he starts watching it from whatever order he decides to watch it in, this is what that episode is for. It's to serve to people who want to watch Steven Universe and want to understand what it's about. For people who do watch Steven Universe and wants a new kind of or different perspective on how things go. And hey, this is for you motherfuckers who didn't watch it all the way through, hated it, and now want to come back around because everybody on the internet's hyping it up. So, well, this episode and a couple of episodes after that, I'll let y'all know which ones. By the way, you will get the spoiler alert, bitches. You probably already heard it already.
Yeah, they've been warned by a couple times.
Yeah, they have. It's going to play before the episode starts too anyway, so. This episode has been recorded, is recorded. Let's rewind.
Take your time, man. Take your time.
I am taking my time. This episode is being recorded during the Into Deep series, but for you United States listeners who don't watch, who don't keep up on spoilers, I will also be referencing the Steven Float episode that our French and probably some people in the UK have already seen. So, once again, if you don't want to know, I'll give you a pre... Actually, fuck that. I'm not giving you a pre-warning. I don't give a damn about spoilers. You on the fucking internet right now listening to this shit. You think I care about your spoilers?
Oh, yes.
So, anywho. Steven Universe. History. Backstory. Rebecca Sugar is the creator of Steven Universe. She used to be on the creative staff of Adventure Time, arguably one of the greatest Cartoon Network shows of all time. As you've heard earlier on in this podcast before. Me and Orlando had that debate.
Yeah, still don't agree. Okay. Still a stupid cartoon.
Okay, you said. But anywho, the show is about this boy, Steven, who is a half-human, half-gem. Now, a gem in this show is they're an alien race, a powerful alien race. And their goal in the past was to go around conquering worlds and doing all types of things with them. Until they got to Earth, and a group of gems, rebels known as the Crystal Gems, rose up to oppose the conquering of the Earth. They were able to send all the homeworld gems off of the planet, but in the process, the leader of the Crystal Gems, Rose Quartz, saw the damage and toll that it took on the Earth. Some irreparable damages, some damages that would take a millennia to be able to repair. So, fast forward a couple of hundred years, Rose Quartz, the leader of the Crystal Gems, along with her Pearl, attack, I want to get this right, because I don't have internet access right now, so I can't look it up, but they attack Blue Diamond and her fortress that was stationed on Earth. I think they were stationed on Earth at the time. In the middle of all this, this is where they gain an ally in Garnet. Now, Garnet herself, you know what? Getting too ahead of myself. Let me back up.
Which one was Garnet? That one with the afro?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, let me back up, getting too far ahead of myself. The Crystal Gems originally were created of Rose Quartz, their leader, Pearl, Garnet, a fusion. We'll get into that later. And Amethyst. Rose Quartz meets this human, Greg Universe, who is a aspiring musician at the time she meets him, and she falls in love with him. Now, how's that possible? We'll get into that a little later. But anyway, this human mates with this alien, and Steven is created. Now, here's the catch. In order for Steven to be born, Rose has to give up her physical form. Essentially meaning she's dying. She has to die.
Oh, that's cold. Well, damn.
Yeah, it already starts off that deep.
Well, shit.
But you don't know this until, I want to say, episode... They touch on it a little bit in episode 2, Laser Light Cannon. But... I can't even remember what episode they really start. I think it might be the first Lion episode where they actually touch on that subject. So anyway, the Crystal Gems now, as when the series started, consisted of Garnet, Amethyst, Pearl, and Steven. Steven lives with the Crystal Gems, and every now and again his dad will come by to help him out with the human things in life. He's living with the Crystal Gems to understand how to make his gem work, how to find out how all of his powers can be activated with the help of these Crystal Gems.
Talking about his little shield thingy.
Yeah, that comes out of
little cute bubble. Oh, shoot.
Alright, so with that covered, would you like to start off asking any questions?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. First, I'd like to make some remarks.
Okay.
What I've seen so far, actually good. This is something that, like, the episodes you showed me back at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those shows where you can just sit back, chill, and just enjoy. It's like watching an anime. You want to sit back, chill, and watch it, and just wait for the next episode to come on. I got that same vibe off of it. It was cool. The music, oh my goodness. Absolutely great. The music was great, and it shocks me that this is not an anime at all. And
to kind of that, hold on. I think I've made this remark to you before, that Steven Universe is Cartoon Network's answer to Avatar.
Oh, that's what it is.
I was like, that's how I take it.
Oh, that's how you take it?
Oh. Yeah, because Avatar, in its own way, you wouldn't believe that it's a cartoon. Yeah, even by its own art style, and even some of the topics that they handle, you think, oh my gosh, this is something more than a cartoon. Actually, no, it's just a cartoon. You can perceive it in you. It's a cartoon meant for kids, but hey, adults can watch it and take their own thing from it. Same thing with Steven Universe. Kind of more so than Adventure Time. Way more so than Adventure Time. But continue.
That's another topic itself. But yeah, the characters, well developed. The girl with the fro, Garnet. Mm-hmm. She's cool, strong as shit.
She's the strongest crystal gem.
Oh, she's, well, she got two. She's fused with two people. True. So of course, she'd be strong. The one girl with the which one? They could pull the spears out of her head.
Pearl.
Cool character. Cool. I watched the fight that she had with the water.
Water. You're talking about with the water?
The water. That's pretty cool.
Okay, hold on. Well, let me reference this. He's talking about the episode Ocean Gem, because I had him watch when he was over at my house. Mirror Gem and Ocean Gem, basically two of the best episodes of Steven Universe. But continue.
Yeah, when the water split in two, she's like, "Oh shoot, okay," and just put out another spear and just went to work. And I'm like, "Ah, oh, shoot." And then you got the girl who has the same lip as Kim Possible, which is pretty cool. You know what I'm talking about? Just the real short one.
The purple one? Or are we talking about
she got the real long hair, white hair. She got the whip.
Oh, Amethyst.
Amethyst, yeah. Yeah, she's cool. She got a nice little attitude. Reminds me of an anime character. But, yeah, and Steven, he's... I didn't really pay attention to him like that. But I'm pretty sure I will once I start watching these episodes fully.
Now, can I say something that might shock you?
That's what.
This show was also debuted the same year that Teen Titans Go and Uncle Grandpa came out.
Oh, okay. So I can say this is the best show they had so far.
Yeah. I was about to say, it came out during... Some of y'all might get mad at what I'm about to say about Teen Titans Go. I don't give a fuck. That's your opinion. Of the three shows that debuted in 2013, Teen Titans Go, Uncle Grandpa, and Steven Universe, Teen Titans Go is the most polarizing. I think we all can agree with that. It's the most polarizing and the most frequently played show on Cartoon Network. It is highly popular while at the same time being highly despised. Kind of like John Cena.
That's well put.
It's John Cena. The kids and anybody who don't take it too seriously love it. The ones that harbor for the days of Teen Titans, all y'all hate it. Then there's Uncle Grandpa, who...
What is this show? How was he an Uncle Grandpa?
Time out. The entire first season of Uncle Grandpa killed any goodwill it could possibly ever have with anybody who loves cartoons. That being said, its second season is slightly better. Its second and third season have gotten slightly better, but that first season turned everybody off so bad, there's nothing you can really do with that show.
They must have just canceled.
I don't know why it's still on the air.
Why is he called Uncle Grandpa?
Because he's everybody's uncle and he's everybody's grandpa.
That's sick.
We're not going to touch on incest right now.
Uncle. All right.
Then comes Steven Universe, which is... At the time, because it was I think personally because it was debuted with those shows, it was initially dismissed. And the first couple of episodes didn't help either. But then it's not until about episode, I want to say the lion episode, where, okay, you get a little bit more character development. Then not until the giant woman episode, where it's like, okay, there's more to these people, that more to these characters than meets the eye. And then not until Coach Steven, where it's like, okay, the art style really picks up. Because those first 19 episodes are kind of blocky and clunky and sort of archaic. Then episode 20, Coach Steven pops up. Also an episode that had Nicki Minaj guest voice star. She did a pretty good job.
Really?
Yeah, shocking, but she did a pretty good job. Huh? No. Kind of fit the character that she was playing.
A slut. Ooh.
Shockingly, no.
I forgot how great it feels to be me.
That sugar life?
You got it, baby. Hey, Steven, want to see something cool?
Yeah!
You like that, little man?
Are you gonna smash stuff with your wrecking ball thingy?
That's the plan. Where should I start?
Do that one!
Steven, I think we should go.
No way! This is awesome!
Watch it!
Steven! You're just too much!
Maybe you're just too little.
Oh. Shockingly, no. But it's not until episode 20 where the art, where everything really starts coming together, both the art style, the development, and all that stuff. But yeah, my personal thing is, I think the reason why that episode, reason why Steven Universe was first cast into, and probably to your whole why you don't like new cartoons today, it got cast with all those other cartoons that debuted during that time period, and especially in 2013, because you despise Teen Titans Go.
Oh, absolutely.
You loathe Uncle Grant. You don't even bother with Uncle Grandpa, and I don't blame you.
No.
Which then Steven Universe, same year, like, oh, okay, I'll pass. And it's like, it's different than those two. Way different than those two.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that, Steven Universe, and the, what's the show I told you about last I was watching?
Oh, The Loud House?
The Loud House. It's actually pretty good. I was like, man.
That show is growing on me.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. So, it's just these shows that come out with, that were just absolutely
trash.
Terrible. They have no message. It's just all stupidity. The kids love it because they do the same shit. And because I'm older and I grew up with cartoons that were actually good and had
time out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Name a good cartoon that you grew up with and I'll counter with a bad cartoon.
Okay. Let's go with Powerpuff Girls.
Cow and Chicken.
That was a good show. It was for comedy.
Watch it as an adult and tell me you're not looking at it differently.
I'll rewatch it and I'll let you know that. I'll get back to
Pork, that. Butts, and Taters.
Yeah. Yeah.
A half mom and a half dad. We just got done talking about Uncle Grandpa.
Alright. Hey Arnold.
Evil Con Carne.
Never watched it. Oh wait, yeah, I did watch it.
That was a bad show. Horrible show. The worst of the cartoon.
It was the worst of the cartoon. It was okay. All Real Monsters.
That one is split. You can make an argument for that being a good cartoon. You can make an argument for that being a bad cartoon.
Oh, okay. Doug.
But Ugly Martians.
I enjoyed that show.
You enjoyed?
I actually did.
You have no right to criticize Gumball then.
They had toys back then too.
That's the only reason why you liked it then.
Yeah.
I was about to say that's the only reason why you liked it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
What's another? Cat Dog. Actually, you know what?
Yeah, I was about to say you might want to renege on that one.
Yeah, Cat Dog wasn't really. Johnny Bravo.
Okay, that one done. Yeah, good cartoon.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Which seasons?
The first.
I was about to say, you got on the good side of that.
The first two.
First two, and then on the bad side of that, the last two.
Yeah, give me the first two.
Okay.
Is that really ours? Kiss Next Door.
That's ours.
Oh, yeah, okay, Kiss Next Door.
Grim and Evil.
Ah, that's a great show.
No, it wasn't.
Grim and Evil.
The only good thing to come out of that was the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Oh, okay. I forgot it was two sexy. Oh yeah, that was pretty.
And another bad cartoon from my era, Megas XLR.
What?
That was bad.
What was it?
Exactly.
I have never heard of that. Mega XLR. I'm gonna look that up. Anyway,
back to we about to diverge off of this again. But just of the cartoons today, I can get why it could be hard to want to watch a newer cartoon.
Oh, that was a horrible show.
What, Megas XLR?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, we have some. We just, because we romanticize the good ones that we watch, the all-time classics, we forget about those horrendously bad ones.
There was a
Sheep
car.
In the Big City, hello.
There was a car as a robot. Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so it's like, in today's... I'll use Cartoon Network as a synopsis. the worst cartoon on Cartoon Network out of their main sets of cartoons is Uncle Grandpa.
Dang. Yeah, really.
It's their worst one.
It really is.
Yeah. Somebody has to say, I can if you don't like Teen Titans Go, okay, cool. But I can show you at least one good episode of Teen Titans Go that will at least make you go like, okay, they at least have the talent to be able to make it something like Teen Titans, if you look at it that way.
Man, they have a few funny moments.
I was about to say, they have some. Uncle Grandpa, no. There's none.
It's just stupid stuff that gets you in trouble in real life. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you try to... you know what? I'm not even going
to repeat. Yeah, just don't. That's why I said that's the worst. Then you have those that are like, one age group hates it, the other age group likes it, and then there's these people in between that just like, okay, it's good for what it is. Teen Titans Go, Amazing World of Gumball, and regular shows starting to fall into that category too.
Oh, it's getting that bad.
It's starting to fall there. It has its hits and misses every now and again. It's starting to hit that SpongeBob.
Oh, okay.
After the movie phase.
Yeah.
Then there's your too early to call great, but you can see it's starting to become great. Clarence.
Who?
It's a cartoon. Clarence and Wee Bear Bears. By the way, I need you to watch something too from Wee Bear Bears. Those who are newer, but they're starting to, if they go the way that they're supposed to be going, the way that you think they could go, they can be a great cartoon. Then, of course, you got your great cartoons on Cartoon Network right now. Adventure Time and Steven Universe. Ugh, right now. What was I saying? I was saying how hard it could be to watch that. Steven Universe is unlike all the other cartoons I just named, simply because it has such an irregular time showing. Like, let's see. These current five episodes that are being released of Steven Universe... Usually they're called Steven Bombs because they only happen five episodes, usually all within 1 week, and then you don't hear from it again for the next 3 or 4 months.
Oh, wow.
So it's like that irregular time slot can actually, it makes the fans of Steven Universe angry, but at the same time, it makes it all the more worthwhile to watch it. So it's like the first new episodes of the Into Deep series happened in, May 12th. The last new episode before May 12th that appeared was log date 7/14/2 or 7/15/2, and that happened in January. So it's like, while like these other cartoons are more, I'm gonna use the new Powerpuff Girls as an example. They had 2 full weeks where they were airing nothing but new episodes, and now every week there's one new episode every week. That's not Steven Universe. Steven Universe is, okay, you have 1 week, 5 new episodes, and you're not getting new episodes until probably 3 or 4 months down the road.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Wait, whoa. So they'll only play 5 new episodes in a week.
The Into Deep series is different because they decided to spread it out over time.
Oh.
So it's like, May 12th, they had 2 new episodes of Steven Universe, and then the following week, there was 1 new episode, then the following week, there's 1 new episode, then I think this week is supposed to be the last of the new episodes before the summer series happens. But before that, there'd be like a Steven Bomb week where it'd be nothing but new episodes of Steven Universe for 5 days straight, and then that's it.
That's weird.
It's weird, but it works. Because it makes you anticipate when the next new episode is going to happen. But, any more? I think you had mentioned comments, but you hadn't had any questions about Steven Universe.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions here.
Okay, well, shoot away.
Alright, so they come from, what planet are they from?
The home world.
The home world,
that's what it's called right now.
Okay, maybe they'll explain that later.
Oh, they will.
Since the episodes I've seen, I've never seen Steven's dad. And him at all. Is he introduced in the series?
Yeah, you saw his dad. Ocean Jim. He was playing the music that him and Rose listened to when Garnet hopped out the van rolling.
That was him?
Yeah, that was him.
The little hippie dude?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Alright. Okay.
Greg is actually, the more you watch it, the more you'll actually realize it. Greg is the most He's the most relatable character and the most, the one you have the most empathy for. Because in one way he can help raise Steven, but that's only as a human.
Yeah.
So it's like when he has to figure out how his gem powers are supposed to activate.
Oh, he goes to Garnet.
He goes to Garnet, Amethyst, Pearl. He's being raised by the gem, so.
Oh, they're all older. Yeah, well, of course. They, well.
Yeah, they're all older. Oh. They're at least 1,000 years old.
Oh.
Strike that. They're at least 200 years old because Amethyst is the youngest of the three.
She's young. Okay, I figure. Yeah.
Wow. So like, yeah. He can. He's a father, and he can help out, but he can't help out as much as he would want to. And on top of that, there's an underlying of animosity and resentment that the gems have towards Greg.
Oh wow,
Garnet doesn't have much, if at all, any towards Greg. And if she does, somebody has to point it out to me, because I have not seen it. As a matter of fact, she probably has the most respect for Greg.
Well, yeah. I mean, things happen. You sleep with a gem. Get a half breed.
Well, I mean, the reason why they got together is because Greg and Rose wanted it to happen. But at the same time, Garnet was also a facilitator in that happening.
Wait, the mother's Rose? That's her name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Garnet was a facilitator in that happening because Greg had witnessed Rose and Pearl do a fusion.
Oh.
And he wanted to do it too. And Pearl, obnoxiously like a little bitch, said, "Well, humans can't fuse," which will be later proven wrong. But we'll get to that later.
Wait, humans can fuse?
In the show, yeah. Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Basically, fusion is the equivalent of sex.
Oh, what the? Oh, okay.
I told you it has a way of colorfully.
Oh God! So who he wants to sleep with? Pearl?
No, Rose.
He did. Right.
I'm telling you how Garnet helped make that happen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, because he was so upset that he couldn't do it, Garnet came up to him and said, "Okay, look, you got to do it your own way. You can't do it the way we do it, but you can do it a different kind of way. Because love will conquer all if you just put your mind to it and find your own way as to how to make it work."
Amethyst, give us some privacy.
Yeah!
Let me tell you something, Mr. Universe. I think you can do it. But it won't work if you dance like Pearl. You have to dance like you. You have to fuse your way. Get open. Get honest. Invent yourselves together. That's fusion.
I think I get it.
Why did I put this in a cartoon?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Episode, which episode is it? It's We Need to Talk in season 2.
And kids watch this?
Yes.
They probably even understand. Oh, Lord, Jesus. Wow. So he got with Rose and they...
Now, I'm explaining the resentment on the other two's part. Amethyst has a friendly relationship with Greg, but she harbors... She doesn't respect Greg the way that she probably should, but she's not as resentful about Greg's presence. Like, she can tolerate Greg being around. She can hang around Greg. She can chill with Greg. They used to be best friends at one point in time before Rose died.
Whoa, don't go. We're having a really good time. Here, look. I've got the 2-part Hawaii special.
But Steven really wanted me to do New Year's.
He'll be fine. He's Steven. He's tough.
I wanted to be there.
Here. It would have been like this. Whoa, fireworks. Hey, Dad, come on. Now let's watch some Little Butler.
Amethyst, you know how I feel about shapeshifting.
Geez, sorry. I was just trying to cheer you up. Oh, that's right. I forgot you're so sensitive.
I know you like making me uncomfortable, but it's not funny. I can't stay here and humor you. I have to be there for my son.
Well, what about me, huh? I had someone who was always there for me until she started hanging out with you!
Don't do this, Amethyst. Seriously.
I bet you'd stay for her.
You wouldn't.
What? Do this? Hey, Greg. Turn around. Check it out.
No, you're doing it. I want to be friends again. I really do. But I can't let you do this to me again.
Stop!
What are you two doing?
Oh, they're blaming him Rose's death.
Pretty much.
Oh, come on.
Take that back. Garnet really isn't doing it. Amethyst has a problem with the fact that Rose is dead, and because of Greg.
Oh, okay.
Which also at times she can take out on Steven, but not as often. Mm. Pearl is the one who...
That's a problem.
Pearl has a lesbian crush on Rose.
Oh, so she's still bitter about that.
She's extremely bitter and extremely petty and extremely resentful of Greg. And at times, she can even show that she's extremely resentful of Steven being around.
Here it is!
Rose's sword. How did it get in there?
I don't know, but there's a ton of stuff in there. I keep stuff in him, too. Ta-da!
But how? Does Lion have something to do with Rose?
Oh, of course! That's why he's pink!
It's a little obvious.
But Rose didn't have a lion.
It seems like her stuff in there.
No, Rose didn't have a lion, because if Rose had a lion, I would have known about it.
Rose kept many things secret, even from us.
But not from me! I was the one she told everything!
Yo, you're not the only one who misses her!
You can't understand how I feel! None of you had what we had!
She probably just wanted to protect you, like everyone else.
What do you know? You've never even met her!
She also has a huge pride and lust problem when it comes to the whole human race thing. She looks down on them. She's very arrogant.
If that's the case, go back to her planet, then.
She can't.
Oh, it's gone?
Well, no. One, she has no way to get back. All the portals to get them back there is gone. And two, she stayed with Rose to fight off the homeworld invasion to protect the Earth.
Oh, okay.
She's fighting for the Crystal Gems and, in part, for humanity. That doesn't mean she still can't be a little bit of a bitch. She's one of the characters I hate on that show, by the way.
Pearl?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Watch it and you'll see why.
Okay.
Just for her treatment of Greg.
You're just a phase. You know that, right?
No, I actually don't know that, Pearl.
Well, of course you don't. You don't know anything about Rose.
I know she's super into me.
Listen, Mr. Universe. Rose may find you charming, but that's only because you're human. You're a novelty, at best.
But it's like, he understands that he can't help Steven there, and Greg is your typical person who underachieved so much in life.
Yeah.
But he takes ownership of everything he did wrong.
To her.
Who? Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's Rose.
Oh, I can see why,
Pearl wanted to get with her.
That and Greg.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there's that. Any more? I said you got some more questions?
Yeah, any other love stories coming up? Is Greg gonna fall for another person or not?
No, Greg, mm-mm.
What about,
Garnet. Garnet is her own love story.
It's her own love story. Okay.
She's a fusion of two gems called Ruby and Sapphire.
And they were in love.
They fused by accident at first.
Oh.
And because they were, at the time this happened, they were both homeworld gems.
Oh, okay.
So they were against the rebellion.
Mm.
So when they fuse, people in the homeworld looked at that as if, oh my God, that was unsacred. That's not supposed to happen. We need to destroy you guys. So this is where the whole interracial relationship happens. You first see interracial relationships. Oh my God, no. We can't have any of that. Shots fired. Yes, I know. Hey, Virginia. How you doing? They know of a specific Supreme Court justice case that happened in their time frame. I'm not going to speak.
But that's another story.
Yeah, so as they escape the place, they get to know each other. They fall in love. They form Garnet again, and because their bond, their love is so strong, you rarely see Garnet infuse.
Oh, but she can if she wanted to.
If she wanted to, or if something made her.
Oh, okay.
Like in the episode The Return, there's this gem, Jasper, who has this gem destabilizer, which can make a gem release their physical form.
Oh, okay. So separate.
Separate and just return back to the rocks that they are.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Now, the only way a gem can die is if...
the gem gets crushed.
Right. That's the only way they can die. If it gets cracked, they can still live, but they're going to be malfunctioning. If they get crushed, then they're dead.
So it's almost like... it's almost like Gundam.
With the...
yeah, like... like G Gundam. Like, the gem represents the human. And then the gem transforms into the actual...
form.
Film form, yeah. While the Gundam robot is controlled by the human. And if the human dies, the gun doesn't move. The gem dies.
Yeah, you got it. You got it right.
So, oh, okay.
Let me also touch on this while we're on fusions. Fusions can happen, and they happen often. Well, not often, but they happen throughout the show. Mm-hmm. As of right now, the fusions that we know about are, let's see, Garnet, which is Ruby and Sapphire. Opal, which is a fusion of Pearl and Amethyst.
I've seen that one. I remember that one.
Let's see. Sardonyx, which is a fusion of Garnet and Pearl.
Oh, wow.
Sugalite, which is a fusion of Garnet and Amethyst. Alexandrite, which is a fusion of Garnet, Pearl, and Amethyst. Mm. There's this fusion called Malachite, which is a fusion of two homeworld gems, Lapis and Jasper. And let's see, Stevani, which is a fusion of Steven and his human best friend, Connie. Another form of interracial relationships.
They fused together?
Mm-hmm. They made it happen.
No, his friend was always human, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's half breed.
Mm-hmm.
Was the friend a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, made love.
No. They're kids.
They fused?
Yeah. Like I said, just watch the episode alone together and okay. You'll see it. At the same time, in that episode, they kind of give off that little hint that's letting you know that Garnet is also a fusion, because Steven was told earlier in the episode that humans can't fuse by Pearl, of course. So he goes and meets with Connie, and they're talking about it, and they get to dancing and whatnot, and then all of a sudden they just fuse as they're dancing because they're so happy to be together. Boof, here comes Stevani. They go to show the gems. Pearl and Amethyst are shocked. Like, oh my gosh, what the hell just happened? Amethyst happens to look over to her left and her right and see Garnet all cheesing and whatnot, like a little... Garnet is just ecstatic, happy. And like, okay, they don't know what to say. Garnet walks up to Stevani and says, You are not two people. You are not one person. You are an experience. Go have fun. Which was kind of like the little hint to let the audience know at the time, there's something more to Garnet. First time I saw it, that's kind of when I first picked up that there was something more to Garnet. Okay. And she also had a little comment in there saying that fusion's not hard for her, so.
Okay, I'm confused right now. Okay, so Steven fused with a girl. And then, so what's the gender?
Girl. They have a... look up Stevani right now. It's Stevonnie. But yeah, those are the fusions so far in this show. The most stable fusion, of course, is Garnet.
How do you spell it again?
Stevonnie. You see her?
Oh, it's a black girl.
Well, I mean, Connie is black.
Oh, shoot. Oh, with the name. Yeah. All right, let's see what we got here.
You see her? What are you looking at?
Okay, so it's
Stevonnie.
Onnie.
This is why spelling is important, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's very important. Okay, so you're not gonna show me. Okay.
Let me see.
What the hell? I'm getting pictures of this.
Let me see. Let me see.
This dude with the singer. I guess Stevani is a real name.
Cause didn't you just have it up?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, there's a clip of it, of Steven sitting next to the little black girl. Wow, that's pretty deep for a cartoon to to allow not only what you call it, bisexual relationships, but also interracial. I have no idea.
I'll show you later.
Alright.
But yeah, back to what I was saying. The most stable of fusions is Garnet, obviously, because those two can't stand to be away from each other. And as you watch the show, you also kind of realize that the least stable fusion in the entire show, despite the fact that Malachite is an unstable fusion, is Opal, which is a fusion of Pearl and Amethyst.
Oh, gosh. I figured it was
Pearl. You could tell that one was going to be an unstable fusion.
Yeah, I figured Pearl was going to be in there, They always fight with each other.
In the first season, yeah.
The episode I saw was when... what episode was that? It was an episode I saw where they were fighting and Pearl said something to Amethyst and she ran away or whatever, and it was in some kind of...
Oh, you're talking about on the run episode where they fought each other?
Yeah. It was like in a cave or whatever.
Where Amethyst was made.
Yeah.
That's the other thing too. Amethyst is the only one of the crystal gems that was not... Take that back. Of the full... crystal gems, like the ones that are just gems, not including Steven. So Garnet, Amethyst, and Pearl. Amethyst is the only one that was made on Earth
by
the kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Yeah, that one I'll explain in another episode, and you can also see on the show same episode on the run. But yeah, Pearl and Garnet were both made on Homeworld. And Amethyst was a part of this homeworld invasion way of gathering energy from the Earth, and she was a byproduct of it.
It was only one of her, as it was.
Supposedly.
But there's more.
Like, there's many rubies. There are a lot of pearls. There are a lot of peridots, and I think there probably are a lot of amethyst. Well, not a lot, but there are a number of amethysts.
Oh, wow. Okay. Who does Steven live with the most? Or is he
the gems?
The gems.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. What's his relationship with his father?
Oh, they have a loving relationship.
Oh, he just don't stay with
him. It was their decision. They made the decision, like, hey, live with the gems and learn how to harness your
power.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because if he stays with his dad, he can't.
Oh, yeah, he'd live a regular human life.
Right.
Yeah.
Which he goes to his dad on occasion when he has to.
Oh, okay.
But outside of that, it's like, you gotta stay with the gems.
Wow. So, pretty much Garnet's like the motherly gem.
Yes, Steven Universe fans that are actually listening to this, Garnet is the mother, not Pearl.
Yeah, Pearl is just like the...
The aunt.
The aunt, yeah, that tries to tell you what to
do. I cannot stand that when people want to walk up to, just on internet, anywhere, just want to talk up and say, oh, well, you know, Pearl is the actual mother figure. No, she's not.
No, she's not.
If Pearl is the mother figure, then Steven is fucked up.
Yeah, he would.
Garnet is the mother, Garnet's the mother, the father, and the grandparent. Pearl is the aunt, and Amethyst switches her roles in between being the aunt and the sister.
Sister to Amethyst, and then the aunt to the Steven. Rose, is there a way to revive a gem? No.
Shit, is there? No.
Oh. So after Rose gave birth, she gave birth, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That was y'all, okay. To Steven, she just died.
She died because Steven inherited her gem.
Oh, shit.
Like the...
The little orb thing?
Yeah, well, the gem. That's in his belly button.
Oh, wow.
That's the quartz. The quartz stone.
So there is another way for a gem to die.
Yeah, that's the only other way known of outside of being crushed.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, also kind of want to point this out here. They are sneaking in. I hate science with a passion, but there are two forms of science in which I can actually get behind. One, I actually don't mind too much and actually enjoy, chemistry. The other, I'm indifferent on, is geology. Geology. This show actually kind of teaches a little bit of geology. Ruby, it's a stone. Mm-hmm. Sapphire, a stone. Mm-hmm. Amethyst, a stone. Mm-hmm. Pearl, a stone. Mm-hmm. Quartz, a stone. Mm-hmm. All the homeworld gems are named after some type of stone or mineral.
Yeah. So I'm guessing there's more, like emeralds, supposedly.
There are four. As we know of right now, there are four known diamonds. We've only heard of two, and we've only seen one.
Oh, wow.
There are yellow diamond, blue diamond, white diamond, and I want to say pink diamond, maybe. I don't know.
Mm. All right, so there are any, like, what do you call it? Like, continuing villains?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
One of the main villain, the main group of villains are the homeworld gems, but the main villain on top of all of that is Yellow Diamond so far.
Yellow Diamond's okay, is the main villain
so right, far. And she's over her entire quadrant of gems. Okay. Meaning she runs, if she wants to start a war with some planet, she'd have these group of gems ready to go to war for her.
Oh, tight ship.
Right. She's basically like a president.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
The homeworld gems are constructed of four presidents that each have their own people behind them. Gems behind them.
Now, in the comparison of power levels compared with the Yellowstone girl and...
What Yellowstone girl?
Didn't you say the Yellowstone?
Yellow Diamond?
Yellow Diamond, sorry. Yellow Diamond compared to...
Yellow Diamond is so much more powerful than Garnet.
Really?
Yeah. There's a reason why she's on the top.
Oh, okay.
And she's much bigger, too.
Wow. Okay.
Like, Pearl... There are a lot of Pearls in the homeworld. And the episode that we saw Yellow Diamond, we saw a Pearl stand next to Yellow Diamond. And Yellow Diamond dwarfed the shit out of her.
Wow. And Garnet's not too far off, either.
So. Garnet is way behind on Yellow Diamond. If we want to go off reason, she's way behind Yellow Diamond. Hmm. But in comparison to other gems that we have seen in Steve Universe, so that's including Pearl, Amethyst, Steven, all the other fusions, mm-hmm. Jasper, Lapis, and Peridot, she's the one of the strongest. Like, as a standalone entity, I think only Lapis and Jasper can go toe-to-toe with her.
Oh, wow. And if they fuse, they'd be strong.
If who? Jasper?
Lapis
and Jasper. Yeah. If they fuse, yeah, they're stronger than her.
Yeah, wow. Okay. So right now, what's the main objective? What's the mission as of right now in the season?
Well... It started off with trying to destroy the cluster, which was a collection of gem shards, which are a bunch of crushed gems that were forced to fuse together.
Oh, damn.
Once again, also kind of handling a politically charged subject in the most child-friendly way. What's this? Basic way of saying it's rape. Unwanted sex acts. Forcing two gems to be together. Right.
And it didn't work out. Damn.
But the homeworld forced these gems to come together. They're all up underneath the earth, and Peridot's word, if they ever began to fuse, it'll blow up the entire earth. Mm. So the main objective at the start of this season was to stop that from happening, which Steven did in the only way Steven could. He talked to them. He was able to talk to the gem shards, listen to how they felt, and said, okay, well, we're not going to destroy you. We're just going to bubble you.
Why do you need to? to? Want to what?
Please, stop!
It's the cluster. I'm talking to the cluster? But how did I get inside your brain? Brains? Wait! Please, don't take form! Maybe instead of forming, you could do something else? Boy, you've sure got the one trackiest mind I ever met.
Need form to be whole.
Whole? Oh, your shards. You just want to find the rest of your gems. But forming won't help you find the rest of yourselves. You'll just destroy the Earth. But if you want to find other gems, there's so many of you right here. Look, Shard, meet Shard. See? You already have so much to talk about. This is great. You don't even need to form. You can just stay here.
Want to stay? Can't stop. Going to form. Can't stop. Going to form. Help.
It's okay. If I just bubble you, you won't have to come out. It'll keep you safe. Here, look, like this. I can bubble you. I can bubble you. I can bubble you. Well, that's 5 out of... Oh, jeez. I'm sorry! I can't do it alone!
Steven, wake up!
It doesn't want to form!
What?
We gotta put it in a bubble!
Bubble that? There's no way!
They're bubbling each other! I've got you! You've got this! We've all got each other!
And in Steven Universe, if you bubble a gem, they cannot regain their form. They can only stay as a gem.
Okay. Power-wise, we know that Steven can... create some kind of little small shield around his little body.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we got? What else did Rose leave him?
Oh, shit. That's a loaded question. That is such a loaded question. Okay.
Let's start with her power.
Okay.
And then
she has basic defensive powers. She can form a shield out of, like, a regular old shield. Uh-huh. She can form a bubble of a shield around her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so far about all I know about that.
Okay, I said so far.
Right. She also has an armory of weapons.
On her?
No, just off on the Earth somewhere that she can just go to. Anything ranging from like a basic sword to a machete to a scythe to one of those little spinny things with the spiky balls on it.
Oh, yeah. Wait, on the Earth?
Yeah. She has a lot of weapons.
Oh, what?
Didn't happen, did it?
No, shit.
So that means it's gonna be more violent when it does.
Yeah, no.
Almost had to sneeze there.
Damn. Okay, so these are her personal weapons?
Yes.
These are her personal weapons?
Yes.
Why did he scatter then not with her?
Huh?
Why did not with her?
Because she... Rose has to keep certain things a secret.
Oh, okay.
And...
Okay.
All the gems... Up until a certain episode, all the gems except Pearl understood that, hey, there were things she kept hidden from them.
Yeah.
Pearl always thought that, hey, no, anything that Rose had, I knew about. Until she went to show Steven that, hey, this is Rose's armory, and Steven all of a sudden exclaimed to her, oh, I know this place, and I know how to activate all this stuff. That's when she got a little upset, like, wait, whoa, I know this place. I'm showing you this for the first time. No, you're not. I've been here before.
Yeah, because the gym. He got his mother's gym.
Well, no, the only reason why he got there before was because of his pet lion.
Oh, That's another question. The lion. What's up with the lion?
Okay, man? He is. That is one of the more confusing.
Yes. Why is he so freaking huge?
Because it's a lion.
Lion's not that big. Wow. I mean, he's a giant and he's pink.
Okay. Now, here's the thing.
Is he a gem too?
Hold up. Hold up. There's so much twisted shit in that. Lion.
He was raped too, wasn't he?
No, he was not.
Oh, okay.
Lion. The best way I can describe Lion, and to all you Steven Universe fans out there who have a better opinion, come on, share it. I don't care. Email it to me. Post it as a comment. Lion is, in my opinion, the animalistic form of Rose.
So he was alive and Rose was alive.
He wasn't around when Rose was around.
So he just magically appeared.
Lion's a tricky, that's a tricky character.
So he stays with Steven all the time.
Basically there to help him in the ways that the gems can't. So like the gems are there to help Steven activate his powers, control his powers. Lion's there as a way to train him on using those powers. So it's like...
So Rose is not really dead.
That's... There's... Anything involving Rose, we're only going off what the show has given us so far, and the show has given us very little.
Because technically, if she's a gem, and she just passed her gem off to Steven.
She's technically still alive, yes. She's
technically still alive.
And even Jasper, one of the villains in the show, made that claim when she saw Steven using one of Rose's powers. She looked shocked because, like, okay, she had a battle with Rose like early on in the millennia, but was shocked when she saw Steven use it because she's like, okay, well, why are you so weak now? You used to be strong, you used to be this mighty leader. Now you're this puny human.
So like I said, she didn't know that Rose had a kid.
None of the homeworld gems know that.
Wow, nobody knew.
None of the homeworld gems know.
Oh, homeworld gems.
So that means anybody who was involved in the rebellion against the crystal gems, they don't know that Rose isn't around anymore.
Wow. So, technically, Rose is the lion.
Technically.
Okay.
Look, everything involving Rose is scattered about in pieces right now.
Yeah, because I'm seeing everything pink about everything.
And just about all that you can tie back to Rose. Lion is, in a way, Steven's guardian as a way to, like, because Lion only reacts to when Steven needs something.
Oh, okay.
So it's like when one time when Steven wanted to go to the movies with Connie and he said, we'll use Lion to get us there, he told Lion to go. Lion wouldn't move. Lion was like, nah, I'm not moving. I don't give a fuck about that. And then Connie made a comment saying, so he's not very well trained, is he? And Steven said, yeah, he's not, but neither am I. And it was like, when he said, but neither am I, Lion's eyes lit up, and he took him to Rose's armory to start training him with, to give him these weapons to train with.
Oh, wow.
So he reacts to a need that he knows Steven is going to need, rather than what Steven wants.
So is Rose as, or more stronger than Garnet?
Yes.
Wow.
Rose is stronger than Garnet.
Wow, even when Garnet is in the two gems in her?
Yeah.
Wow, really? Same level as Yellow Diamond?
Nah, I don't know about that.
Oh, I don't know about that, yeah, okay.
And actually, I doubt that, because if she was on the same level as a diamond, then she would have been able to kill Blue Diamond when she first saw her.
Oh, okay.
Which she did not. So, okay. So yeah, everything involving Rose is a cloud of mystery. An enjoyable cloud of mystery to understand and find out. This is...
So whenever they go on an adventure, Rose has all these weapons just scattered on Earth.
Remember, Rose is not going on these adventures.
I know, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Rose has all these weapons.
Scattered. No, Rose has this one area on the Earth.
Oh, just the one. You could be across.
She has this one area on Earth where she has her weapons. She has this one area on Earth where she has her fountain of healing, where if you go there and your gem is cracked, you go there, dip your gem in it, you're healed.
Who is this chick? What the heck?
That's a cloud of mystery. What part of that don't you understand?
A healing fountain?
A cloud of... Yes. Rose is the most mysterious character on the show. Because much is known about her, but little is known about her at the same time.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You watch Gravity Falls?
No.
Okay, well, I was about to... To you who actually watch Gravity Falls and you don't watch Steven Universe, I'm about to make a reckless claim, but I don't care. Rose Quartz is the equivalent to Bill Cipher. There. So, yeah, that's what Rose is, and Lion also as well is confusing, but at the same time, a very integral part of Steven's journey to becoming a stronger gem.
So how old is Steven now?
14.
Wow.
And because he's a gem, sometimes his age isn't going to show. So he looks like he's 12. He's actually 14. Because they had an episode where they talked about Steven aging. And
so he ages quick.
No, he ages relatively slow.
He ages slow.
Basically a Saiyan.
Oh, Saiyan. Okay, yeah. The age, but then they keep their youthfulness.
Mm-hmm. Because they had an episode where they showed Steven from ages 8 to about 13.
He looked the same.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He grew up between 1 and 8, but then 8 to 13, he just stayed the same.
Jeez. That's all I got. This is a lot. I gotta start watching full episodes. This is on Netflix.
It's not on Netflix? Oh, shit, no, it's not. I was like, YouTube has some episodes.
Oh, okay.
But that's, let's see, that's the Crystal Gems. Talked a little bit about Greg. Another character that you have to get, when you get to her, you're going to have to keep an eye on her, because she also kind of represents something of a transition. Another one of those life things. This character exemplifies your transitioning in life, or like you actually pursuing the change that you need to happen in your life. Well, paradigm. Like
from like teen to adulthood?
No, just like a change. If you need, like, adjusting and adapting. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
So, like, this character, Paradigm, she started off being on the homeworld gem side. She was an antagonist to the crystal gems.
Man.
She would come back, she'd try to start up some projects, the crystal gems would break them. She got so fed up with it, she went to homeworld to get Jasper to come down and help her defeat the crystal gems. That didn't happen. She got stranded on Earth. She kept trying to find her way off of Earth. She couldn't do it because of the crystal gems. Then one day the crystal gems finally caught and destroyed her, bubbled her gem in the temple. Steven, of course, because before she got destroyed, she was starting to say something about why she needed to get off this planet, saying that she was the only one who knew about the cluster. They, Garnet and Pearl, got to her before she even finished her sentence. Steven was concerned about that, so he went down to the temple inside the house that they live in and unpoofed her so he could find out what more she was talking about.
Unpoofed her?
Popped her from the bubble.
Oh.
Watch the show. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So, at first, because of what had happened, she didn't trust the crystal gems at all. And then I think it was because of she got unpoofed, she escaped the temple, ran into the crystal gems, locked herself in the bathroom, tried to flush herself down the toilet thinking that would make her escape. Nope, it didn't work.
Oh, wow.
It's a new place for her. She has to learn this stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she didn't even know what the toilet is.
Adjusting and adapting.
Yeah.
So the gems go on a mission. There's a thunderstorm happening. She gets scared because she thinks it's the cluster. Steven looks at her and said, no, it's not a cluster. It's not the cluster. It's just thunder.
Thunder, right. Yeah.
Tells her to come on outside with her. She's thankful that now she knows something. She learned something new. So she decides to show him something. They go to the kindergarten and try to figure out all this stuff about the cluster. They're attacked by gem mutants. The crystal gems come saving her. And over a period of time, Peridot kind of becomes more trusting to the Crystal Gems, but not so much for their sake, but more so because of Steven's kindness and generosity that she becomes this way. So it's like, just like Rose Quartz had Pearl, Amethyst, and Garnet fight for her, Steven is now starting to have his own little army of Peridot and Lapis, who also hates the Crystal Gems. Not to the level that, strike that, Pearl disliked the Crystal Gems, but she's come to respect them and be considered one of them. Mm-hmm. Lapis hates the Crystal Gems.
Why she make it over? She make it over.
No, if she ever gets over, it's only going to be because of Steven, and she's only going to pledge allegiance to Steven.
Oh, okay.
She's made that perfectly clear. Because she was trapped on Earth during the rebellion, during the fight, the war. The Crystal Gems found her stuck on a mirror and kept on that mirror. She's always maintained that they knew that she was a gem, they knew that she was alive, and they knew that she wanted to get off that planet. And they never let her go. So she has deep hatred for the Crystal Gem.
What's the problem with you? Are you trying to say something?
Away from home.
It's me! Ouch! I don't understand!
Steven!
Come on, I want to help you! What can I do?
Lapis Lazuli, are you really a crystal gem?
Yeah!
But you set me free.
But...
Steven!
Wait!
You... You three knew I was in there. And you didn't do anything. Did you even wonder who I used to be?
Steven, run! What are you doing?
I'm Lapis Lazuli, and you can't keep me trapped here anymore!
Huh?
They're not gonna let us leave.
Leave?
Steven, come with me.
Where?
Home.
But I...
Fine. Don't trust them, Steven. Goodbye.
Steven, are you okay?
Steven, however, understood her, talked to her. This was the episode that I showed you. That's Lapis, the blue.
Oh, the water thing?
Yeah, that's Lapis. You saw that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, when Peridot was coming back with Jasper, they also brought Lapis back because she was the informant about the Crystal Gems. Lapis sent a message that was intended only for Steven. It wasn't intended for the Crystal Gems. She sent it directly to Steven saying, hey, Peridot and this other gem's coming back to Earth to get you guys. Be prepared. I didn't tell them anything, but they're dragging me back anyway. She never cared about the Crystal Gems. She doesn't care about Earth. She absolutely does not. If it doesn't have to do with Steven, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Her loyalty right now is only to Steven. Matter of fact, she hates... Lapis hates everybody.
Yeah, I could tell that episode. Yeah, she just would not talk to nobody.
But she has her reasons.
Okay.
She legit has there's a new episode, same old world. Kind of explains why
she hates the
why she got stuck on the Earth. Mm-hmm. Like in Mirror Gem and Ocean Gem, she goes into some detail as to why she hates the Crystal Gems. No, she actually tells you why she hates the Crystal Gems.
Oh, okay.
She
don't beat around the bush.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, okay.
And she also explains in the new episode Barmaids why she doesn't like Peridot.
Oh, okay.
And of course she was trapped in a fusion with Jasper, so I don't think I need to explain why she hates Jasper. Oh, damn. And the only reason why she fused with Jasper was to save Steven.
Yeah, for power.
Mm-hmm. Because she had since she has power to manipulate water, and the Earth is 70% water.
Oh, yeah, she's strong as...
Yeah.
Man, she could dry it up if she wanted to.
Yeah, she did. You saw it.
Oh, huh. Oh, shoot. Yeah. It's a lot. I'm going to have to start watching. It's a good show. I'm going to start keeping up with it, definitely.
I was about to say, there's also your side characters. You know about Greg. Connie is the black best friend of Steven. Mm-hmm. Who has her own little parental issues.
Oh, okay.
Actually pretty good parental issues, but still.
She's the human, right? All yeah. human. Okay.
Then, of course, you have your... What makes this show so great is that there's always going to be... There's at least one character on that show that you know in real life. At least one. And the default for that, if I was to tell you all the characters, the default is that is Mayor Dewey. Because we all know of a corrupt politician. Hell, we live in the United States.
Absolutely.
And so, shoot. Let's see. Who else you got? You got Lars, who's the town jerk. Who? Strike that. Lars is a jerk, but in the same vein, he also wants to be adored and loved by the cool kids.
Trying to fit in.
Yeah, only with them, though.
Oh, only with them.
And then, of course, you got the cool kids. All of them have their own thing going. Every character gets at least a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is... You got any more questions, thoughts, nothing?
No, I think next episode, talk about the episodes that I watched.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
All right, well, I'll tell you later. But, this has been... The intro to the Steven Universe talk episodes of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Any questions, comments, please feel free to leave them on the video. Not on the video. On the episode link or email it to csywpodcast@gmail.com. That is csywpodcast@gmail.com. This has been Matthew and that nigga Orlando.
Yeah, since Keen is not here, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it for him. Peace, love, and chicken grease.
And that's still a stupid ass saying, but it's better than goodbye, folks, so we'll take it.
Goodbye, folks.
You son of a bitch.
Like aliens, Steven. Aliens who invaded Earth. All they do is try to make up for it, but they just can't forgive themselves. Do you understand? Look, they were doing something awful to the planet. And your mother couldn't stand it anymore. She told me that's why she had to turn on her own kind. She gave up everything just to stop what they started here. Drive the invading gems off of Earth.
So, she saved the world, that's
good. And then I found out that the gems are alien rebels, and that there are other gems out in space that want us dead because they think we're traitors. And they tried to take me hostage because they think I'm my mom.
This is a human! He isn't like us! He's fragile and soft.
Hey, it's not like a six-pack is going to save you from that height.
What do you know? You've never even met him.
Well, what about me, huh? I was someone who was always there for me until she started hanging out with you.
It doesn't stay for her.
I get it. It's hard to deal with stuff from the past. You want to put it off because there's tons of it, and it's really heavy, and it means a lot to you. So it's hard to let anything go. But you gotta...